Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Nida Daf Chof Aleph. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the shiur. And even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur will begin from the very bottom of Daf Chof Amud Beis, where you see the Dibur HaMasl, Uchen Mozug, Shnei Chalokim, v'chulei. The sugya we are dealing with, we're very close to the end of the perek, but it's a continuation of the different colors featured in the Mishnah, colors that represent dam, blood that comes from a woman that will make her tameh. So the Mishnah at this point had presented one of the several colors as wine, diluted two parts water, one part wine. The color resulting will be the color of blood that would make the woman tameah. So the Gemara continues, Tana, and now we continue at the very top of Chof Aleph Amud Aleph. Hashiroini nidon kikarmali chai velo mozug chodosh velo yashan. This means that shironi is a type of wine, yayin hashironi, when it's diluted, it would be the same color-wise as wine that's from the Carmel, undiluted. That's karkarmeli chai velo mozuk. It's fresh and undiluted. Chodosh velo yoshem, new and not aged. Rashi at the top says, Nidon kekarmeli chai, dahochinami badki, you can check a woman out with regard to her blood, bekarmeli chai. The Gemara continues, Omar Rav Yitzchok bar Avudimi, vekulon ein boikin oison elo bekois teveria poshut. Wine has to be held in a receptacle. So the Rav Yitzchok tells us that we're talking about wine that's held in a glass. It's called the Tiverianic cup. The idea here is, as the Gemara asks, my taima, why specifically that? Before we go further, there's a Rashi at the second line from the top, it goes Tiveria, shelzuchuchis poshut. He gives a French word, and then says, "Ve'aydi de kolish," since it's a very thin glass, niraboy agmumis yayin, the wine will be clearly visible without the interference of a thick layer of glass between the wine and what you are seeing. So the Gemara explains how thin this actually is in terms of contrasting it with other glasses. Omar Abaye, Shel kol ha'olam kulo, with regard to general glass, machzik lug, a glass that would hold a lug, which is a liquid quantity, oisin oisoi mi mona, it would be made from a mona of raw material. Mona is a certain weight of material. Shnei lugin oisin oisoi mi mosayim, two lug, a cup that would hold two lug, is made from two, from mosayim is 200 units. Mona is 100 units, and we're talking about weights. So there would be a corresponding relationship between one lug, one mona, two lug, two mona. However, kois teveria poshut, the simple or standard teveria class, afilu machzik shnei lugin, even if it were large and it would hold two lug, oisin oisei mi mona. It was made from one mona of material. Hence, you can see it was rather thin. The Ivy de Kolish Yodia Beitfe. And since it was thin, it would be the wine would be more visible, more noticeable in its original raw state. so that you would hold the wine in a cup made of this very thin glass, and then compare the blood that came from the woman, and say to yourself, if it appears the same you, then she would be Tameah. We now continue with the next perek of Nidah, the third perek. Before continuing in the Gemara itself, you notice we have a topic heading, Ezo Tsuras Nefel Metame, Tumas Nidah, Tumas Leidah. We'll be speaking about a woman that experiences a miscarriage, and what results when these various forms come forth from her. You can see that there's a use of a double underline to give you a series feeling of different possibilities that arise. And as you can see in the Mishnah, we have a number of these double underlines. So the Mishnah begins, Hamapeles Chaticha, a woman who released a piece. Chaticha means a piece, a clump of tissue material. Im yesh imo adam tamea, if the chaticha comes forth from the woman together with other blood, so she will be tamea. Rashi says she will be tamea as a nida. V'im lav, and if there's no accompanying blood that flows out with this piece that comes forth from her, tahora, she will not be tamea, she'll be tahora. This is not considered a birth. It goes without saying, maybe you're familiar with this from previous limud, that a true birth, or that which is legally considered a birth, results in the woman becoming Tameah. A piece coming out of her, though, will not make her Tameah unless there's accompanying blood, and that Tuma would be Tumas Nida and not Tumas Leida. Rashi adds, a real Leida, something that's legally considered a Leida, a birth, would make her Tameah even if there is no blood. Leida is a separate category of Tumah as far as the Halacha is concerned. Rebuta says, he disagrees, he says, Beinkach ubeinkach Tameah. Rebuta will be discussed further, elaborated on in the Gemara. Hamapelis kamin klipa, if a woman literally, the word mapelis has to do with miscarriage, but miscarriage has a birth connotation, so we'll assume that if we use the word miscarriage, it shouldn't be limited to the association with an actual birth. An alternative expression could mean a woman ejects a substance, and in this case, kamin klipa, a type of shell or scale, kamin syra, a hair, kamin ofor, some dirt, kamin yavchushin adumim. Yavchushin adumim are some type of insect, red insects. Tatil lamayim. So this tissue matter, this stuff that came out of her, the klipo, the syro, etc., should be placed in water. Im nimochu tamea. If they become soft or dissolve, then she is Tameah. V'im lav, if they don't dissolve, they retain their original form, Tahoira. Rashi points out that if they dissolve, then she becomes Tameah as a Nida. Hamapelis kemin dogim, if the woman has a release of something that looks like a fish, Chagovim, locusts, Shkotsim uremosim, other kind of crawling creatures, Im yeshi mohem dam tamea, if there is accompanying blood, she will be tamea. V'im lav, if there is just this form that comes out without accompanying blood, tahoira, she is not tamea. Hamapelis min behemo chayav oif, if the woman has a release of a form that looks like a behemo chayav animals or a bird, bein tamein, bein tahorin, whether they be of kosher or unkosher variety, Im zohar teshiv lezohar. Here we will pay attention to the gender of this form that comes out, this animal or bird-like form that comes out of her. If it's a male, then she will be treated as a woman who gave birth. Here is the first time we're talking about actual leida. It's considered a legal birth, and she'll observe the periods of time of Tumah and Tara that are associated with a male birth. If it's a female creature from this category of animal or bird, then Teshev L'Nekeva, she will observe the rules associated with a Nekeva. The Im Ein Yodua, if it's not, the gender is not clear, Teshev L'Zachar U'L'Nekeva, Divrei Rabbi Meir. That means she will observe the stringencies of a male and female. Now, those stringencies mean that she'll have 14 days of Tumah, which is associated with a female birth, and she will have Tahara days. Those are days that any blood that comes from the woman will not make her Tameah, and that will continue up till day 40 from the birth, which is the end period of a male birth Tahara days. So we're limiting her in the number of Tahara days, and we're maximizing the number of Tumah days. That is Rabbi Meir's opinion. V'chachomim omrim kol she'ein lo mitzuras odom eino valad. The Chachomim say if it doesn't have a human form, then it is not considered a birth. The Gemara. You'll notice that we have a Roman numeral number 1, and the number 2 is on Amud Bey, so that we have two versions of this piece of Gemara, whereby Shmuel opens up the Gemara and speaks about the Tumah of that Rabbi Yehuda mentioned in the Mishnah that will be Tumah only if it's a piece, a chaticha, that has one of the four colors that we learned about in the previous perek, one of the four colors that are associated with blood. So, having that in mind, that we have two versions of this sugya, we continue. Omar Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Lo Timei Rav Yehuda Ela B'chaticha Shel Arbaos Minei Domim. Rabbi Yehuda, in the Mishnah, he says, whether or not there was accompanying blood with the chaticha that came out, the color of the chaticha is of great significance. And if it is one of the four colors of blood, then she will be tameah. Aval shel shar minei domim Torah. If the chaticha has the color of some other type of release, other than the four colors mentioned in the previous perek, she will be tahora. Now, the emphasis must be as follows, that Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that the block of blood, this chaticha that comes out, this chunk of tissue matter is itself considered blood. And therefore, the tumah represented by the chaticha is a tumah of tumas nida, which is a blood flow related tumah, and not tumas leida. Therefore, if the chaticha has the color of blood, so she will be tameah. And what do we mean by the color of blood? One of the four colors that were featured in the mission in the previous perek. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Shel arboas minei domim, divrei hakol tameah. If the chaticha has one of the four blood colors, then everyone will agree she is tameah, meaning even the Tanakama. The Tanakama spoke about the chaticha being metame, the woman, only if there's accompanying blood. Well, that is not the case if the chunk that comes out of her has one of the four blood colors. Another point, shel shar minei domim divrei hakol tahora. If the chunk comes out of her has another color other than the four, so everyone will agree that the lady is tahora. Lo yunechliku elo shi pilo bino yudas ma pilo. The Tanaic controversy that we saw in the Mishnah comes up only in this case, where she ejected something, but she doesn't know what she ejected. And when we speak about she doesn't know what she ejected, so amongst the things she doesn't know is she doesn't know the color of that which came out of her. All she knows is some chaticha came out, but she doesn't know the color. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Zil Boser Roiv Chatichas. Rabbi Yehuda, who is stringent in our Mishnah, he says she doesn't know this specific one, but we can establish her status by going according to the majority. And the majority of chatichos V'rov chatichos shel arboas mine domim havion. The majority of chunks that come out of women will have one of the blood colors. V'rabbonan savri lo amrinon. We don't say rov chatichos shel arboas mine domim. We don't accept that as something to set the standard. In other words, we don't say that rov chatichos have these four colors. And Rashi adds, by way of explanation, she says, the lo is chazik lon hai ruba. It's not clear to us that that is the rov. The Gemara asks a question. Now note, this is a long question, and it takes you down. This is indicated by the kufits encircled in the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text with a descending vertical dashed line. We can note ahead of time that this question is going to be raised against Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan. And that you can see by just skipping ahead to after the Tanaic source that's featured. After that it says, Kashi l'Shmuel b'chado l'Rabbi Yochanan b'tarti. And in our markings, we've dashed underlined l'Shmuel b'chado, and there's a dash underlined further on, the Su, the Rabbi Yochanan, and further, there's an additional question asked against Rabbi Yochanan from what we're about to learn. So the Gemara continues, asking, Amy, is that so? In other words, is the analysis that we've seen till now through Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, is it really as it is presented? The Haki also Rav Hoshaya mi Nahardo, when Rav Hoshaya came from Nahardo, also Va'aisi Masnisi Bilda, he came with a Tanaic source. And what's the Tanaic source he came with? Hamapelis Chaticho Adumo Shchoro Yeruko Levona, a woman who had a release of a piece. Whether it be of, if it's red, black, Yeruka is a yellowish color, Velavona white. Imyeshi modam tameo. If there is accompanying blood, that will make her tameo. The imlav Torah. If there's no accompanying blood, she is tahora. Right away, you can see that this is at odds with some of the information we saw above. Rabbi Yuda Omer, Beinkach ubeinkach tameo. Seeming to mean whether there is accompanying blood or not, she will be tamea. As far as the color is concerned, it doesn't seem to matter. Just the fact that she released a piece. Well, all of this information doesn't exactly jive with that which we've seen before. Kashi l'Shmuel b'chalul Rabbi Yochanan b'tarti. This source represents a challenge to Shmuel on one score, on one point, and on Rabbi Yochanan, and against Rabbi Yochanan on 2 points. The Gemara is kind enough to spell everything out, even though if we were to pause and try on our own to see the problem, one could probably come up with it. So let the Gemara spell it out. L'Shmuel b'chado, this source presents a problem for Shmuel on 1 point, the Omar Shmuel, and the Gemara quotes what Shmuel originally said, Lo timei Rabbi Yehuda elo b'chatichos sh'arboas mine domim. Rabbi Yehuda, who is the strict opinion, as we saw in the Mishnah, yet Shmuel says that Rabbi Yehuda would not mitama the woman unless it's one of the four blood colors. Well, v'ha katani, but does it not say in the source, a Tanaic source, Yeruka Levona, it says in the source, it mentions these non-blood colors, namely yellow and white, Upolig Rabbi Yehuda, and you see that Rabbi Yehuda is strict and is mitama even with regard to Yeruka and Levona. Shmuel said that Rabbi Yehuda would not mitama any departure from the four blood colors. Here you see that Rabbi Yehuda is mitama even for non-blood colors. B'chi teima, you might try to answer, ki polig Rabbi Yehuda aduma ushchora, that Rabbi Yehuda's dissent is only with regard to the red and black, which are blood colors. V'ayaruka ulavona lo, but with regard to Yeruka and Levona, the yellow and white, he doesn't say there is tumah, but rather he'll agree that those are tahar. Ela Yeruka ulavona laman kotani la. Well, in this source, why was Yeruka and Levona mentioned at all? Ilema Rabbanon, if Yeruka and Levana was mentioned for the sake of bringing out the opinion of the Rabbanon, you wouldn't need that to be stated at all. Hashta Aduma Ushchora Mitahari Rabbanon, mind you, real blood colors that are that would be this Chatichas color, they will not say Tuma unless there's accompanying blood. They will Mitahir, real blood color, a real blood color Chaticha. They'll mitire it if there's no accompanying blood. Yeruka Levana Mibaya? Do I have to tell you that with regard to Yeruka and Levana? It's obvious. El Olav L'Rev Yehuda. Rather, Yeruka and Levana was stated in this Tanaic source for the purpose of leading up to the opinion of Rev Yehuda Upolig. And you see that he disagrees. Namely, he's mitame even if it's Yeruka, Yeruka or Levan, not unlike Shmuel. So that Rav Yehuda, according to what we've just said, will metame Yeruka and Levana even if there is no accompanying blood, even though the Chaticha does not have a blood color. That's against Shmuel. Vesu the Rabbi Yochanan. Furthermore, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Omar shall arboas mine domim divrei hakol tamea. Rabbi Yochanan said that a block of blood that has one of the four blood colors, everyone will agree that she is Tamea, even without accompanying blood. Ha Katani, but it says in this source, Aduma Ushchora, it mentions red and black, one of the four colors, two of the four colors, Upligi Rabbonon, and the Rabbonon argue and are Mitahir. They will metahir a block of blood that's odoim or shachar if there is no accompanying blood. And that's not what Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Yochanan said once the block of blood has one of the four blood colors, she is automatically tamea. Rabbi Yochanan didn't seem to say that. V'chiteimo ki pligi rabboni yeruka levona. You might try to answer that the rabbonon are arguing with regard to Yeruka and Levona, which are non-blood colors, Avadumo Shchora lo, but when it comes to Adumo Shchora, the Rabbanan agree that even without accompanying blood, she will be Tamea, because it has, these are two of the four blood colors, and that would be good for Rabbi Yochanan. Well, Elo Adumo Shchora leman Kotani lo, then why did the source make mention of the Adumo and Shchora? If you're saying that the whole argument with the Rabbonon between Rabbonon and Rabbi Yehuda is on Yeruka and Levona, why, if Rabbi Yochanan is correct, why did the source make mention of Aduma Shchura? I lema Rabbi Yehuda, if it's to bring out the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, that is strict. Well, Hashti Yeruka Levona Tamea, he, Rabbi Yehuda, is metame for the non-blood colors. Aduma Ushchora Mibaya, would there be any need to spell out that he would metama Aduma and Ushchora? Obviously, no, there would be no need. So why is Aduma and Ushchora mentioned? El Olav Rabbonon. It's mentioned for the purpose of bringing out the opinion of the Rabbonon, Upligi. And yet, the Rabbonon argue. They argue over Aduma and Shchora, namely, only if there's accompanying blood will she be Tamea. But for the block of blood that happens to have these two blood colors, Aduma or Shchora, they will not mitame her. And that's not what Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Yochanan said that when it comes to the four blood colors, everyone will agree she is Tamea, even without accompanying accompanying blood flow. Elo Omar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok. So we have to come up with a new analysis of the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim in the Mishnah. So Rav Nachum Yitzchok says, "Be'efshel psichas hakever below dam komifugi." The point of machlokis concerns the possibility of the womb opening without a release of blood. Can that happen? Can the womb open and things come forth from the womb without any additional blood? That's the point of difference between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. Ubeplukta dehani tanoi. And that point of Tanaic controversy will parallel that which is found in the following source. Desanya. Kosso shnaim. A woman experienced 2 days of pain with a blood. In other words, she was experiencing pain and a blood flow. And it's pointed out in Rashi that this is taking place during the 11 days that would possibly make her into a Zava. In other words, we have spoken about this in the past, where there is a biological or halachic biological cycle of 7 days during which she, if she sees blood, she would become a Nida. And following those 7 days of her being a Nida, she would then, if she sees blood after the 7 days, for during the next 11 days, if she sees blood on any of those days, she would become a Zava. So without getting into details, because these issues will come up more extensively as we go on in the Masechta, we're dealing with a woman who sees blood with pain for 2 days. Lishlishi hipila, and on the third day she ejected something. The Enyadas my pila, and we don't know what came forth from her. We continue on the top of Omid Beis. The source continues. Hare zu safek leida safek ziva. This woman is going to be categorized as a woman concerning which we have doubt. Maybe this was a birth. Maybe it wasn't a birth, and she would then be a woman who had 3 days of seeing blood, because if on the third day she has a blood, she sees blood, but there is no, it's not a leida. In other words, whatever came out of her would not constitute a child or a legal. That's a legal concept, an offspring. So she would then be considered a woman who had 3 days of blood sighting, and that would make her into a ziva. And a ziva woman brings a sacrifice. So this woman is mevia karbon. She brings a sacrifice, specifically a chatasof. It's a bird sin offering. The eino necha, but it cannot be eaten. The bird offering cannot be eaten because she didn't give birth, and maybe she's not a Zava. And this will be based on the opinion, and Rashi brings this out, that Efshir Lepsicha Sakever Below Dam, and that something came out of her without accompanying blood. So, in effect, she was a woman that had 2 days of a blood sighting, which does not result in the bringing of a sacrifice. And the third day, there wasn't any blood. There was just a release of a chaticha. So because of all of these doubts, we say she brings a sacrifice, but it cannot be eaten. You'll ask, why does she bring a sacrifice? Because on the grounds that maybe it was a birth, or maybe she is a zava, so the bringing of the sacrifice will enable her to get out of that possibility and thereby be able to eat from sacrificial meat later on. Otherwise, she would be considered a woman having suffered tumah and not being allowed to eat from korbonus. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, mevia korbon v'nechal. Rabbi Yeshua says that she brings a sacrifice and it can be eaten. Why is that? She'i efshel psicha sakever below dam. It's impossible for the womb to open up without some additional blood release, so that on the third day the chaticha came out. Along with that chaticha, there had to have been blood. What would that do for us? So that this woman is either a yoledes, because the chaticha might have been a vlad, or she would be a zava, having had 3 days of blood release. And why? Because on that third day, when the chaticha came out, blood had to have come with it, because of this opinion that says e'efshel l'psichas hakever, it's impossible for the womb to open, as was the case over here with the chatichos release, without additional blood as well. So as far as our tanoim are concerned, Rebbe Yehuda, who said in the Mishnah ben kach uben kach tamea, is to be paralleled with Rebbe Yoshua. The Tanakama, who said that there is not going to be tumah unless there's accompanying blood, well, because the release of the chaticha itself does not necessarily mean that there was the release of blood as well, because ekshir lepsichas hakever below dam, it's possible for the womb to open without blood. Lishna achrina. As you can see, this is squiggle underline, which is characteristic of an alternative as we present things in the Gemara marking system, whereby we squiggle underline alternatives of whatever. In this case, this is an alternative version of presenting the Amoroyim who come to explain the Machlokes Tanoim in the Mishnah. We also have an indicator how long this Lishna Achrina lasts. By looking at the intermediate left-hand side of the Gemara text, you see an abbreviated Lamed Aleph, Lishna Achrina, with a descending vertical dashed line, where this entire section of Gemara, which will appear very familiar because it has almost all of the elements of that which we saw in the first Lashon, just in a more abbreviated fashion, with some name changes, but in a sense the same subject matter. After this Lishna Achrina, the Gemara will go on to a new discussion presenting additional Tanaic sources with Machlokes Tanoim surrounding the issue of a woman who experiences a chaticha coming forth from her. So we continue now. Lishna Achrina, Amri Law, another version of the Amoroyim who come to explain the Machlokes Tanoim in the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Lo Timei Rabbi Yehuda, Elo Bechaticha Shel Arba Minei Damim. Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah will say there is Tumah only if the Chaticha had one of the four blood colors. Then, and only then, will Rabbi Yehuda say that she is Tamea even without accompanying blood. But if it's you're talking about a block of blood that has some other color other than one of the official blood colors, so the release of the chaticha will not result in her being tamea. Amy, is that really accurate? When Rav Hoshaya came from Nahardo, he came with a Tanaic source. Hamapelis chaticha adumo shchoro yiruko levona. A woman had a release of a chaticha, one of these colors, not all of them being blood colors. Im yesh imo adam tamea, v'im lav Torah. If there is accompanying blood, she'll be tamea. But for the release of the chaticha itself, she will be tahora. Once again, only if there is accompanying blood is she tamea. But for the fact that a chaticha came out of her, she will be tahora. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ben kach hu ben kach tamea, whether or not there is accompanying blood, she will be tamea. Kotoni, it says in this source, adumo shchora yeruka ulavana. We've dashed on the yeruka and lavana. This is the emphasis right now, that amongst the different colors were also these non-blood colors. Upolig, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the Tanakama and is mitameh. He is mitame, yerukan levana, even without accompanying blood. Well, that is a problem for Shmuel, because Shmuel said, shar mine domim, if it has the color of other than the four colors, Rabbi Yehuda would mitahir. Here we have Rabbi Yehuda being mitame, even if it's a non-blood color. You might try to say that Rabbi Yehuda is being strict with regard to the tumah, even without additional blood release, but only in the realm of Adum and Shechir, which are blood colors. Aval Yeruka Levona lo. But with regard to Yeruka Levona, he will be Metahir. Ela Yeruka Levona Leman Katonila. Why did this source feature mentioning Yeruka and Levona in the first place? E Lema the Rabbonon. If it's to bring out the opinion of the Rabbonon, well, Hashto Adum and Shechir Kometari Rabbonon. Mind you, real blood color piece, Adum or Shchora, they would metahir if there's no accompanying blood. Yeruka ulavana mibaya. Would I have to tell you that the Rabbanan would metahir Yeruka and Levana? No, there's no need to mention Yeruka and Levana if your purpose is to bring out the opinion of the Rabbanan. Elalav l'Rabbi Yehuda. Rather, the mention of Yeruka and Levona is for the purpose of bringing out Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, Upolig, and he argues, he will tell you that the Yeruka and Levona, which are non-blood colors, will mitame even without additional blood flow. And that is a problem for Shmuel, because Shmuel maintained that only in the case of the four blood colors will Rabbi Yehuda mitame. But not outside of that. And here we see even beyond that, Yeruka Levona, he is Mitame. Ela Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Rather, Rabbi Yochanan explains, Be'efshul psichas akever below dam komifligi. The machlokes tanoim in our Mishnah is surrounding this point. Can the womb open up open and release a chaticha without dam coming forth as well? Ubiplukta dehani tanoi desanya. We have the following machlokes featured in the source. This source we saw also in our first lashon. Kosha shnayim ushlishi pila. She had 2 days of pain with blood, and the third day something came out of her. The enya das ma pila, and she doesn't know what came out. Harezu sofek leda sofek ziva. We are in doubt whether she experienced a birth or simply a 3 day blood flow. Mevia korban ve'eno nechal. She brings a sacrifice, a chatas ha'of, but it cannot be eaten. And the reason it cannot be eaten, as we explained in the first lashon, is that true, we are considering maybe she was a yoledes, maybe she was a zava, because on that third day, maybe it wasn't a vlad that came out, but blood came out. However, one of the other possibilities, maybe nothing came out on that third day. And if that would be the case, so she would be a woman that had only 2 days of blood flow, and on the third day nothing came out, not a vlad nor dam, so she would not be someone worthy of or warranting the bringing of a sacrifice. And as a result of that, the chatasof cannot be eaten, because if it's not necessary, then basically all you have is a bird that was subjected to the Malika form of slaughtering, which is not a kosher slaughtering outside the realm of korbanos. So if she doesn't need to bring it as a korban, it cannot be eaten. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Mevio Korban Venechal. This woman will bring, she'll bring a sacrifice, but it will be eaten. Lefishiyef Shel Psicha Sekever Belodam. Because it's impossible for the womb to open up, which was the case of this woman, without blood as well. So therefore, mimonafshach, either way you look at it, she needs to bring a sacrifice. Either it was a leida that warrants a sacrifice, or she is a zava gedola, having had 3 days of blood, because on that third day there was definitely a blood release. And that would be the opinion that Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah will follow. And that will also explain Rabbi Yehuda in this source of with Rav Hoshaya, where even if the block of blood, the block of substance that comes out does not have a blood color, but the kever opened up, the womb opened up, thereby making her, the womb opened up, that is, with a blood release, thereby making her Tamea. Before we go on with our Gemara, we have some structural notes. You see a couple of diamonds here, and we will note that these diamonds represent, and there are three of them, they represent three Makoros, three Tanaic authorities or sources, even though the third diamond doesn't have a framed section following it, but nevertheless, it's a diamond that highlights the opinion of Rav Shimon ben Yochai, which is a Tanaic authority. So we'll refer to this as three sources. Shaleim HaGemara Omeres, the Gemara will say that each one of these sources is Kiploni, V'adifo Mimenu, is like so-and-so that we've seen earlier, but goes even further. The triangle is used to highlight the expression Hamapeles, a woman who experienced the release of something. In this case, we'll be talking about the release of a Chaticha. Tonu Rabbonan, the diamonds, as we mentioned, were a series of sources that deal with Hamapeles. Hamapeles Chaticha, a woman had a release of a chunk of something. Sumchus Omer Mishum Rabbi Meir. Sumchus quotes Rabbi Meir and says, V'chein hoya Rabbi Shimon b'Menasya Omer Kidvorov, and Rabbi Shimon agreed, Kor'o, you would tear open this chaticha, im yesh dam besocha tmeya, if there is blood contained within the chaticha, she is tmeya, v'im lav tahora, and if there's no blood in the chaticha, so she is considered tahora. In other words, the basic release of the chaticha does not make her a yoledes. This is not considered a birth. So the whole issue is there a presence of blood or not? Now, this approach, the Gemara points out, and you'll notice we have a double underline to emphasize this structural phenomenon of the Gemara attempting to parallel that which is featured in each one of these sources with something that was learned previously. So the Gemara says, Kerabonan v'adifa midrabonan. This represents an opinion like the Rabbonan, and going further than the Rabbonan, going more strict than the Rabbonan. The Rabbonan, of course, the Rabbonan in our Mishnah. Kerabonan, Sumchus represents, like the Rabbonan, the Amri Efshul Psichas HaKever below Dam, that the womb could open out up without without an additional blood flow. And that was evidenced here by the fact that the woman would be Tahora if you didn't see in the Chaticha additional blood, and we wouldn't automatically say that she's Tmeah because the womb opened. So that's, once again, that's Efshir L'Psichas HaKever below Dam. The womb could open even without a blood flow. However, more strict than the Rabbonan, V'adifa Midrabbonan. Sumchus is going more in the direction of strictness. The Inhu Savri, Imo in Besochalo, the Rabbonan held that Tuma would result only if there was additional accompanying blood, but not blood inside the Chaticha. Besochas Savar, Afilu Besocha. Sumchus held that Tuma could result even with blood being contained in the piece. Vitanya Idoch, another Tanaic source, Hamapeles Chaticha, Rav Acha Omer Kora, you would open up the Chaticha, tear it open, im tocha ma'adim, if it has a red U to it, it's red, a reddening tamea, she would be tamea, v'im lav tahora, and if not, she would still be tahora. Kesumchus v'adifa misumchus. This opinion is like Sumchus, but stricter than Sumchus. In what sense? Sumchus said that only if you see actual dam inside the chaticha will there be tumah. Here you have a source, or Rav Acha more specifically, that even without actual dam, a simple red U to the interior of the chaticha, that is enough to make the woman tameah. V'tanya idoch, hamapeles chaticha, Rabbi Binyamin Omer Kora, im yesh bo etzem, imo tameah leida. Rabbi Binyamin speaks about the opening up of a chaticha, the ripping open of a piece. If you find a bone inside this, then she will be considered having given birth, and she'll be tamea tumas leida. Omer of Chizda, uvatechu v'chaticha levona, provided that the piece that came out was white in color. V'chenki also zuga demin chadayev, And likewise, a zug is a pair of Talmidei Chachomim, of Torah scholars that came from Chadayev, which is the name of a place. Also, this pair came, the Aisi Masnisi Biodei, and brought a Tanaic source with them that read as follows: Hamapelis Chaticho Levona, one who miscarried, a lady who released a white chunk, Kora, you rip it open, in Yesh Bo Etzem, if there is a bone inside, Imoi Tamei Oledo, so the woman will be considered Yoledes, and Tamei Tumas Ledo. Omar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochoi, Hamapelis Chaticha, Kora, you would rip open the chaticha, im yesh ba dam ogur tamea. If there is a lot of blood, ogur literally means stored up, but it means an accumulation or large quantity, relatively speaking, of blood, she will be tamea. V'im lav, if you don't have this large quantity, she will be tora. In other words, even if there's a drop of blood, she will still be tahora. And certainly if there's mere reddening, she will be tahora. So that in order for the lady to become Tomei, you would have to have a lot of blood. So this opinion is kisumchus v'kilo mikulhu. It's like sumchus, but more lenient than sumchus. Sumchus had spoken about tuma resulting from blood found inside the piece. This is going along the same lines, that tuma will result if blood is found inside, but it has to be a lot of blood. Ba minei Rabbi Yirmiyah mirabbi Zer. We should note a structural point. We have the bow tie shape here, and on the outside margin, we've noted under our mivne heading, ba minei, you will see one over here, and on the next omid, on Chof Beis Omid Aleph, again, she'elois, these are questions, b'mi she'roya dovar hagorim l'tuma, someone who notices something that would cause tuma, and kagon, one, dam, it's a case of blood, b'noshim, or two, okeri, a release of male semen, b'gvorim, in the case of men, now they will notice these substances through a vessel, and that will become clearer as we go on in the Gemara. In other words, what we are describing is a case where these substances are going to come forth from these people, but not through a natural release of the substance to a point outside of their bodies, but rather the substance will come forth through the intervention or the use of a vessel. So the Gemara, Bomine Rabbi Yirmiyah Rabbi Zera, Haroya dam b'shofaris. A woman sees blood in a tube. In other words, she inserted a tube into that part of her anatomy that experiences blood flows, and upon withdrawing the tube, she notices inside the tube blood. Let us look at the Rashi, Bishvaferes, Hichnisa Kona Cholul Boisamokom. She inserted to that particular orifice a hollow tube, Vinimsa Besoichidam, and she finds inside the tube she sees blood. Mahu, what is her status? What's the din? So there are two sides of analyzing this question, and we've noted them with an aleph, and they squiggle underlined Oy Dilma on the next line, Beis. So do we say Bivsora Omar Rachmana Velo Bishvaferes, that Bivsora is a word from the Torah section dealing with a Nida? And is the requirement for Nida to be established a flow of blood coming from her flesh, coming through her body, without any other means, without another medium? And hence, bivsara would be a term to exclude the tube. Oy del mohai bivsara, or it could be that the word bivsara mi boya lei has a different purpose. Shemitama mi bifnim ki bachutz, that a woman becomes tamea even in the event that the blood didn't actually exit her body, but it was present at the
point of exit, we'll say, contained but withheld by the woman's flesh at that particular point. And even though it hasn't come out, she'll be tamei. And that's what's meant by the term mitama mibifnim. She becomes tamei even with the blood still inside of her, as if it had come out. But when we say inside of her, it means at the point of almost outside. In other words, it's the exterior part of her body. Exterior is not accurate, but it's contained within that part of the body right before the blood comes out. Omar lay. So Rabbi Zera answers, Bivsora Omar Rachmona Veloy Bishvoferes. The term Bivsora has that connotation, that only if it flows out naturally and not through the means of a Shvoferes. Now, he proves this. De'i Bivsora Miboyale Shemitama Mibifnim Kibachutz. If the whole purpose of the word of Bivsora was only to tell me the point base, that she experiences Tuma when the blood is still contained within her before it actually comes out. Name in Ke name akra Bisora. The word Bisora, her flesh, would have been sufficient. My Bivsora, there's an extra base in this word. Shma mino tarti, we learn both points. One, that even Bifnim, she is Tamea. And number two, even if it's, and she will not be Tamea, if it's Bishvoferes, that we're excluding a Shvoferes. It should be pointed out that when we speak about the Shvoferes, which is also an issue of internal blood being extracted through the means of the tube, that was very internal, as opposed to the case of her becoming Tamea when the blood is about to exit. It's also internal, but it's quite close to the exit point. So when blood is close to the exit point, she will become Tamea. However, if the blood is found deep inside of her and only through the means of the tube is it brought out, she will be Tahora. The Gemara asks, V'ho'omar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochoi, Hamapeles Chaticha, a woman who emitted a piece, Kora, she will tear open the piece, Im Yesh Bodam Ogur Tamea, V'im Lav Tahora, if there's blood stored in it or accumulated in it, she'll be Tamea, and if not, she's Tahora. So the question here is, what is the difference between blood in the Chaticha, where we say she becomes Tamea, and blood in the Shvoferes, where you're saying she is Tahora? The Gemara says, Hachi Hashta. How can you compare these cases? Hasam, in the case of the piece with the blood in it, Darka Shalisha Liroz Dam B'Chaticha, it is the way of women, it is normal for women to see blood inside pieces. And Rashi goes on to say, on this point, he says, Hilkoch bivisora karinobe. This conforms to the word of the Torah, bivisora, demin bemino eno chotzeitz, lo chayetz. In other words, the fact that the blood is inside the chaticha is also tissue matter from a person. It's not an extraneous substance like a tube. So, being that it is tissue matter coming from the person, that's called min bimino. Flesh and tissue matter are one in the same, and then hence the blood that comes out is said to have come forth from the woman herself. The chaticha representing an aspect of the woman herself, as opposed to the, and therefore the, it's lo chayas, means there's no interposition, and the blood is coming out through her flesh. Ma she'en kein, as opposed to the case of blood coming out through a tube, the tube is a block between, it's a interposition between the woman's body walls and the blood. Hence, it doesn't conform to the Torah requirement of it coming through Bivisora. So that's what Hasam, in the case of the Chaticha, we said, Darka Shalisha Liroz Dam B'Chaticha Acha, in the case of the Shoferes, Ein Darka Shalisha Liroz Dam B'Shoferes. It's not common, it's not the way of women to see blood in tubes. Lema Shvoferes Tanoihi. Before we continue, notice to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text a long question marking, the shin, representing she'ela with a descending vertical dashed line. Lema shoferes tanoihi. Should we say that the issue of blood found inside a tube is a machlokes tanoim? What we will have ahead of us is a Tanaic source. However, the machlokes tanoim per se won't be self-evident as we learn the source, but rather the Gemara will bring it out when we go on after the source. So in the meantime, let's go through this Tanaic source. The Sanyo ha-mapeles chaticho, a woman who releases a piece, af al pi shemle adam, even though it may be full of blood, im yesh imo dam tmeo, if there is accompanying blood coming along with the piece, not just that which is inside the piece, then and only then shall be tmeo, v'im lav, if there is no accompanying blood, then tahora, she will remain tahora. Rabbi Elazar omer bivisora, that is the Torah word, which excludes v'lo b'shvir, v'lo b'chaticha, not blood found inside. Shvir is the forming embryo. It's at a very early stage. As Rashi says, or havlad, it's the skin of the fetus, kodem shenivru b'socho gidim v'atzamas, before sinews and bones start develop, ubosar and muscle. So it's just the skin. And if you have a woman that releases a shvir, just the skin without, and there's blood inside of it, so she won't be tameah. So it says here, lo b'shvir v'lo b'chaticha. Blood has to be coming from her and not within the shvir nor the chaticha. Here there's a Gemara interruption where it asks, Rabbi Elazar, hainu tana kama? Is it not so that Rabbi Elazar is the same as the Tana Kama, where he said there has to be accompanying blood in order to create Tuma, not the blood inside the Chaticha? That's what Rabbi Elazar is saying also. So the Gemara answers, Emo, rather say, She Rabbi Elazar Omer, Bivisora. In other words, the Tana Kama is Rabbi Elazar, because he says that there is no tuma unless there's accompanying blood because of the pasuk b'vsorah v'lo b'shvir v'lo b'chaticha, and not blood simply found inside the shvir nor inside a chaticha. V'chachomim urman ein ze dam nida elo dam chaticha. Blood found inside the piece is not a nida. It's blood of a piece, not of a nida. Well, tana kama nami tahuri mitahir. The Tana Kama agrees with that, that dam found inside the piece does not result in tuma. So, what are the Chachomim saying any different than Rabbi Elazar, the Tana Kama? Elo de poli peluye iko binayu. The expression poli peluye, Rashi says sheish bo shuros shuros bikuim mibachutz. You have a piece that comes out of her that is not a smooth piece of tissue matter, but it's a clump that has ridges in it, and between the ridges there is blood. So it's a case of a chaticha that's polypluye. Tana kama savar bivsora. The Torah word bivsora tells us v'lo b'shvir, v'lo b'chaticha, and not blood inside the shvir, nor inside the chaticha. V'hu hadin l'shvoferes, that she will be tahora. V'hani mili, and this is so, hecha d'shia, when the chaticha is smooth. Avol poli peluye, if it's a coarse, ridged chunk, Tamea, she will be Tamea, my time, eh? Why is that? Bivisora Karina Bay. This is called Bivisora. So that, and that means that the blood that's in these ridges is actually in contact with her, with her body apparatus. Rashi says, Vadom Shom Vinogea Berechem, it's touching the womb, and as it comes out, so it's womb, it's blood that had been in contact with the womb and is now coming out. And that's all included in the Torah word Bivisora. The Osa Rabbonon Lememar, Afal gav de poli peluye ein ze dam nido elo dam chaticha. They're not impressed with the fact that it's a ridged chaticha. It's nevertheless considered blood of the chaticha. Ha dam nido vadai tome. However, nido blood as opposed to chaticha blood will be tome. Vafilu bishoferes nami, and she will be tomeo even if it comes out in a tube. So what you can see with our dot underlining, we dot underline the expression just above who adin l'shvaferes shall be tohora, and here we've dot underlined b'shvaferes she is tamea. So did we not say at the beginning of what we call this the long question that can we now suggest that the issue of blood in the shvaferes is a machloikas tanoim? That would appear to be the case. However, the Gemara now rejects that. Omar Abaye, notice we have a house marking, and this marking continues to the top of Chof Beis Omer Aleph, where you have Amoroyim that give their explanation of the Machlokes in this Tanaic source without saying that the issue of Shoferes is itself a Machlokes Tanoyim. So Omar Abaye bishvoferes kule alma lo pligi de Torah. Everyone will agree that blood found inside the tube is tohor. Ki pligi bechaticha, the machloikis here is with regard to the blood found inside the piece. Mar sovar darku shalisha liros dam bechaticha. One opinion holds that it's normal for women to see blood inside the piece. Umar sover ein darka shalisha liros dam b'chaticha. It's not considered normal for women to see blood inside the piece. Now, in order to appreciate this further, we glance at the Rashi at the top. Ki pligi b'chaticha udepoli peluye. And it happens to be a ridged type chaticha. The Tanakama sovar bivisara. The Torah word bivisara is limuti tochaticha, to exclude blood inside a piece. Avodam hanira bivikoyim tome. However, if it's visible, if blood is visible in these ridges, she will be tome. Daha bivisara karina ba. That's called bivisara. For Rabbanan Basroi, the second opinion, savri afilu poli peluye tahora. Even if it's ridged and rough and coarse, and there's blood found in those ridges, she's Torah de Ein Zed Dam Nida. This is not considered a menstrual flow. De Ein Darka Shalisha Liroz Dam Bechaticha. It's not normal for women to see blood in a piece, even like that. Rava Omar. We are continuing on the third line from the top of Daf Chof Beis Omer Aleph. Rava Omar, we see, of course, another house form indicating a second approach to explaining the Machlokes Tanoim without getting involved with the issue of the Shvoferes being the subject of the Machlokes. He says, Rava Omar, Dekuli Alma, Ein Darka Shel Isha Liroz Dam Bechaticha. Everyone will agree that it's not normal for a woman to see blood in a piece. And therefore, we won't consider her a nida. Nida is a type of blood flow that's associated with something that's regular, normal. V'hacha b'isha tahora, and here the machlokis is dealing with a woman who herself remains tahora from becoming a nida. Umakor mekoyim tomei komifligi. And the issue concerns the womb itself as being a source of that which generates tuma. Rabbi Lezer sover isha tahora. Rabbi Lezer will tell us that the woman remains tahora, vidam tomei, but the blood that comes out of her will be tome, and that would have an effect on things that come into contact with that blood, insofar as they're becoming tome till the evening, or in the case of food, that will ruin the food. However, the woman herself will not become tamea, she won't become a nida. That's what the term isha Torah means. She won't become a nida. However, Rabbi Lezer says that the blood itself, being that it came from the womb, the blood is called tome. The ha'osi derech mokor came from the womb. Rabbanon savri isha tahora umokor mekomo tahor. The woman is tahora. She is not. It's not considered a sighting of blood, and the blood itself is also tahor because the womb itself is not something that makes that creates tumah by merely having had contact with the womb. Let us glance at the Rashi on the fourth line from the top. Isha Torah, the lav re'iyohi. This is an explanation of Rabbi Eliezer, by the way. The woman is Torah because it's not considered a sighting of Nida. Umiu tipas dam etam. However, the drop of blood results in her the drop of blood is capable of transmitting tumah. That's metama tarois im noga bohen. Well, metama food that generally is to remain tor if it came into contact with that blood. The es hoisha tumas erev. The woman becomes tamea only till the evening, which is not nidus. It's just a short term tumah. Mishum de noga b'mokar because the blood touched the womb. The kro mitoras rio ma'ate velo mituma. The posuk is here to exclude the woman from being considered someone that had a sighting, which would have otherwise made her tome nida for 7 days, but it doesn't exclude the woman from tuma altogether. So she's considered tamea because of contact with the blood, but it's not considered a blood sighting. Rabbonon Savri, continuing in the Rashi, dam nami tohor, the blood is also tor, v'ochi komar. And thusly they are saying, ein ze dam nida, this is not nida blood, she'ilu hoya dam, hoya lo, litama kenida. If it were nida blood, then she, the lady, should have become a nida herself. 7 day tuma. The achshav ein lo shum tuma. Therefore, now and now, as a result of her not becoming a nida, this blood has no tuma. Ela kechatichas boser ba'alma. It's just part of a piece. It's like a piece of meat, and has no ramifications for tuma whatsoever. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.